Today is June 4th, 2018. And let me stop you right there, because if you're listening to this and you don't know who I am, you're a bit disrespectful. But if you don't, let me introduce myself. I'm your boy. Nobody else's. But your boy, Official Rico. And this week, we're going to talk about how your actions should probably speak louder than your words. But before we get into that, let's recap about last week. I told you that the alphabet, your elementary school teachers, and even your parents have basically lied to you. So now that we covered that, let's go ahead and get into this week's... Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Let me not be disrespectful. If you hear music in the background, definitely give props to our DJ, because it's a new season. So we got to give props to our new DJ, DJ Aaron. Right now, he's playing for us Bump and Grind by R. Kelly. Off of the album 12 Play, I think, if I remember correctly. Because I don't see nothing wrong but a little bit. You know, you're nasty. You're not grown. Anyway, it's time to get into this week's podcast. So let's do it. Before I get into this week's episode, I want to say thank you to a very, very special person, because this person has listened to my podcast and have given me very special feedback that I don't really expect to get back. But when somebody gives you back feedback, you must thank them. This guy, he's a very sweet person. We don't have to get into exactly who the person is, but... Thank you so much. If you're listening to this, you know exactly who I'm talking to, because I think you're just that special. So I need to thank you publicly. I've always heard things that happen privately should be rewarded publicly. So let's go ahead and get over all the good mushy-dishy stuff and get into the actual episode, because this episode is called... If you can do it, you don't have to say it. This is for all of y'all out there that feels like you must say everything you can do. This is why I personally do not like bragging about myself or talking about myself, because I feel like I'm bragging about myself. And I do this thing where I underestimate who I really am. So when I do something really well, it's not that I've been bragging about it, but it's been proven that I can do better than what I talk about. So I would talk about stuff, or I would do things, and I'll be like, man, it's trash. This was horrible. And those are my genuine feelings. But the reaction that I get from people is so amazing. I don't expect to get that reaction from people, but I do. And it's been like one of the sweetest things that I've gotten. So, and it's been a genuine reaction. And they tell me that, oh man, you've done so good and you've done so well and I'm so proud of you. But let's be honest, you don't have to say, let your actions speak for you. A lot of people, we continue to say, we're going to do this. We continue to be like, oh, babe, I'm going to do this better. Oh, I'm not going to do this. Oh, mom, I'm not going to do this. Or dad, I'm not going to do this. Or teacher, I'm not going to do this. Or we keep repeating the same constant words and we keep repeating the same actions. And can you just please shut the hell up and do it? I get tired of hearing people say that I'm going to do it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Well, shut the hell up and do it. And then be like, I've done it. Can we just do that? Like, if I'm going to be honest, I'm going to be real blunt and raw this episode. Like, I hope I really don't offend nobody. But if you are offended, maybe you need to change some things about yourself. And that's where it starts. Self-evaluation. That's exactly where it starts. Maybe you need to evaluate yourself and be like, I'm one of the ones that keep saying I'm going to do it, but I never do. But the thing with me and saying that you're going to consistently do something today, in today's society, something that is very, very big, and it drives me crazy because people be like, oh, like, okay, let's talk about the LGBT plus community, QAI plus community. It's crazy because people expect everybody to be the same. And they expect just because they have gay friends or bi friends or whatever they have that is in that community, that they're cool to make whatever joke they want to make or whatever comment they want to make. They think they're cool to say it and they're cool to do it. And then when somebody finally come up and approach them and be like, hey, man, that was offensive. You know, I get it, but it's offensive. If anybody else hear you say that, they get really offended. They get pissed off and they will want to fight or do whatever. Can you like not do that? And be like, oh, sorry, man, I'm not going to do that no more. Oh, sorry, man, I'm not going to do that no more. And every time you see that same person, or when you hang around these group of people, whether they're in the LGBTQ plus AI community or not, and you continue to do the same thing and you continue to offend people, it's now become a habit. It's now become repetitive and you're meaning to do it. You keep calling it an accident, but you meant to do it because you keep doing it over and over. You will not continue to make the same mistake over and over if it was really a mistake. A mistake, you do it one time, you move on, you correct yourself. But if you continue to do it, it's no longer a damn mistake. It's repetitive. You meant to do it. You don't care about offending people. When it comes down to racism, it's the same thing. When it comes down to feminism or sexism, it's the same thing. I'm going to not say this about a female. It was a mistake. I said that as a joke. It's not a joke if you keep making the same quote-unquote joke that you're calling it. Like, come on. Let your actions speak louder than words. If you can do it, you don't have to say it. If you're one of the best football players out there, you don't have to say it. Once you get on the field, put it all on the field. If you're one of the best three-point shooters, you don't have to say it. Get on the court and tell us that by the actions that you do. I know I probably already ranted for like 5 minutes already, but I just need to get that off my chest because I was ready to do this episode because I had so much to say. Because we as people, this generation, my generation, this society, we continue to say the same things over and over. We continue to be like, this is who we are. This is who we are. This is what we're not going to do. This is what we're going to do. But it never gets done. Can you just once in your lifetime shut the hell up and do it? That's all I'm asking. And if you do that, you probably make the world a better place by shutting up anyway. But no offense, right? No offense. Because I walked up to you and I told you that maybe I shouldn't have said something, but I actually did say it. So I apologize. And then when you walk away, I tell somebody else. And then when you walk back, I say it again, but I say it as a joke, so it shouldn't be offensive. But it's more offensive because I've asked you not to do that. And you apologize. Whether I believed your apology or not, you apologize. Stop being so offensive. Check yourself. Self-evaluate. Say, you know what? I'm going to shut up and I'm going to do it. That's why. Okay, all right. I'm sorry. After this, I'll be done and I'll get into the actual podcast. But at the beginning of the year, we make these things called New Year resolutions that are trash. They are lies. There's no such thing as a New Year resolution because if you want to change, you will change right then and there. We lie and say, we're going to do better. We're going to eat healthy. We're going to go to the gym. We're going to do this and that and this and that and this and that. But you don't do it. Or let me correct myself. You do it for the first week of that year. And then you don't do it anymore. You've lied to yourself. Why don't you just shut up? Don't tell anybody your business. Don't tell anybody what you plan on doing. And do it. And then shock the hell out of everybody. Maybe you're going to the gym for weight loss. You don't have to tell everybody, oh, I'm going to the gym. No, go to the gym, lose the weight, show up at a party and be like, what's up? I'm here. I'm slim. Like, y'all wasn't expecting it. Let's talk about if Rihanna would have told them what she was going to wear to the Met Gala, it would have never been jaw-dropping like it was. But she did it. She just showed up in that Pope outfit at the Met Gala and slayed everybody. I said that to say sometimes you just got to shut the hell up and do what you need to do. All right, let's get into the episode. I basically already said this, but if you was to tweet about like going to hot yoga or something every day, but no one is around you to read it, will you still sweat? Would you go? Would you put in the work, still sweat, still give the same grind that you would have gave if somebody was right there? Social media has gotten us into the habit of seeing things instead of simply doing it. It's even led us to believe that saying something is the same thing as doing something. Of course, it's easy to convince people that what you say online is actually what you do offline. How would they know any better if you're behind the screen? Maybe you're actually at hot yoga. Or maybe you're just in your apartment with the AC turned off and your legs mildly stretched out. But a boss knows that if you can do something, there's no need to say it. If you can do it, you don't have to say it. Okay, here's a personal story. There's no offense to anybody, but let's see. I am a storytelling mood. Once upon a time. I went on a date with a very handsome person. I'm going to use handsome as a descriptor, not because I'm superficial, but because I didn't know too much about him prior to this date, or her. We met at a party and we talked for a bit, but we were drinking drinks. And so we really didn't learn anything deep or any deep information about each other. We just had the kind of stupid conversation you have while sipping a drink or two or seven, whatever you want to say. No one was driving. Thanks to Uber. Let's just put that out there. I was excited to learn about the handsome date or the beautiful date. Sorry. I keep saying handsome. Beautiful, gorgeous, fabulous. And admittedly, a little nervous. We ordered some drinks and we sat across from each other. And I put all my energy into not blushing at the sight of this magnificent face. I asked this person about their day. And then they asked about mine. You know, typical conversation. And then I asked about goals. And the gym routine. And the most recent contract you signed. And what he was working on next. I sat in silence and I listened. He told me stories all about how funny they were and how they make everyone laugh at work. And then without me asking, told me all about how they was a really nice person. In fact, the story ended with, and that's just the type of person I am. I know I wasn't having the best time, though. But I couldn't pinpoint why. Oh, you know what? I realized he wasn't asking me any questions. You know what? Trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. But even when the person did ask me a question here or there, I still was having a 7 out of 10 time on a date. And I was expecting to be 20 to 10%. When I got home, I found my friend asked me how it went. I said, honestly, I don't know. I had to sit down, take the time out of my day, bust out a calculator, open an encyclopedia, and start an intensive research process to determine what it was I hadn't liked about the date. Then, I figured it out. The person kept telling me about the type of person they were. But the person had nothing to show either. I mean, okay, let's be honest. I've kind of said this before in a different way, but if you're funny, you shouldn't have to tell me you're funny. If you're nice, you shouldn't have to tell people you're nice. If you're going to talk the talk, I've heard many people say before, you have to walk the walk. In fact, if you can walk the walk, I really see no need for you to do any talking unless you're specifically asked about the walk you're providing. Less talking, more walking. People often say words lie and action speaks the truth. I used to think that was a great saying, but then I heard of a motivational speaker by the name of Trent Shelton say something even better. He said, words lie. Actions can lie too. Consistency speaks the truth. Words lie. Actions can lie too. Consistency speaks the truth. Talking about something doesn't make it true. An action is only meaningful if it's consistent. A boss knows that if you want to be taken seriously, you need to show people who you are and then keep showing them. Don't tell your boss you work hard, let your work prove it. Don't just tell your girlfriend you're loyal, be loyal. Don't tell your opponent you're going to knock them out, just knock them out. Talk is cheap, so leave it at the thrift store. For example, I talked to somebody today and I just quoted what I've heard. And this person said, I am who I am no matter what court I'm on. And that has forever stuck with me since that person told me that. I am who I am. No matter what court I'm on, I am who I am. No matter what court I'm on. Not saying that I'm an athlete. I'm not using court as that. I'm using court as if I'm home, if I'm at work, if I'm at school, if I'm in public, if I'm at a concert, I am who I am no matter where I am. That's where consistency comes in. That's where consistency comes in. So, again, shut the hell up and put action to it. And sometimes I'm talking the way that I am because I'm very passionate about this one subject, but I've also learned that if you're not affirmative behind what you're saying, nobody's going to take you seriously. If you don't take yourself seriously, nobody else is going to take you seriously. And one thing I've learned is if I'm going to talk about it, I have to do it. I've learned to be quiet, to just shut up completely, to even minimize myself, or not minimize, but underestimate myself so that my work will speak for me. I never go in and say I'm the best graphic designer. I never go in and say I'm the best actor. I never go in and say I'm the best model. I never go in and say I'm the best photographer. But when my work comes out, my work produces the conversation. My work produces the compliments. My work produces what I really want to brag about, but I don't. One is called being humble, and two is called not everybody like your work, and you can't be offended. And I know I was all hype at the beginning, but it was for me to say this. Once again, you don't have to tell me what you can do like Nike. Just do it. Please shut the hell up and just do it. Well, that brings us to the end of me ranting about how sometimes people should just shut the hell up. But, you know, we can't end an episode without giving out the week's grammable moments, tweetable moments, and the tips. So, our first GG tip goes out to how to interview for a job. You need to be organized. Get it together, people. Organize your resume and organize your social media. And apparently I need to organize my English because I can't speak it. But if you want me to do a podcast solely on how to interview for a job, I would love to. Just tweet it at me, Facebook it, DM me, something. And I might just do that for you. But now on to the G-style of the day. G-style tip. Don't look like Animal from the Muppets. That could be offensive, but I don't care. Spray your hair with dry shampoo or some type of texturizing spray. And then, basically, do nothing. One of the easiest things you have to do. Our tweetable moment goes to Joey Graceffa that is going on tour. His tweet simply said, so happy. You guys are pumped for tour. Tickets go on pre-sale on July 13th. For those who want to snatch your tickets before they sell out, go to www.TheEdenTour.com. And if you want to see what I posted or the picture that goes along with that, go to our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/selfapprovedpd to figure out what I just shouted out. And our Instagrammable moment goes to none other than Philly Caritesi or Caritesi. I don't know how to say your name. But she simply posted a picture that said, living together was definitely a step in the right direction. Hashtag 2 year anniversary. And it's because she posted a picture of her and her best friend, and they were in front of a wall with a bunch of bananas in front of it, and they were celebrating their 2 year anniversary. So congratulations to them. And if you want to see that beautiful picture, come on over to our Facebook page at Self-Approved PD and like it, share it, invite your friends to like it. But here's another thing, you know, I don't know how you're listening to this podcast right now, but however it is, I just want you to know you have more options. You can listen to it on the Anchor podcast. You can listen to it on the Apple podcast app. You can listen to it on the Google podcast. You can listen to it on Breaker, on CastBox, on Google Play Music, on Overcast, on Pocket Cast, on Radio Public, and for the one that recently just happened that I'm so ever grateful and thankful of, Spotify. That's a step in the right direction, if you get what I'm saying. Feel like it's going places. It made it to Spotify. Like, what the hell? But I'm talking all quiet and I need to stop yelling. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to this crazy podcast. I release new episodes every Monday. Once again, thanks to our beautiful DJ, DJ Aaron. Thanks for just being there and playing music that gets people into their feelings. Hopefully this podcast reached somewhere in your heart. If it definitely did, make sure you go and share it, please. Guys, I don't know if I told you this already, but please be expecting that a video podcast of this will be going out. So this podcast will be in video version. So you can listen to it on the app. You can go over to my YouTube channel on Mondays and catch the video and listen to it again. And I got some other great projects coming out, so you should just probably take a listen. But if you want to go and follow your boy, you know, your boy Fisher Rico, your uncle, your aunt, your auntie, whatever you need me to be, your cousin, your brother, your granddaddy, your daddy, your zaddy. Okay, I just made that weird for all of us. Anyway, if you want, you can add me on all of my social media. My Instagram is El Rico Dixon. My Facebook is El Rico Dixon. My Twitter is Larico A. Dixon. My Snapchat is Rico_13. And my Twitter is Larico A. Dixon. I probably already said that. Oh, my YouTube is Official El Rico. And I think that's about all that wraps this up. So, while buffering, bitch, what makes you happy? Find your grace and style. Remember, you deserve a drink and that you're official by your own approval, because it's time for you to learn how to be a boss and how to write some notes to yourself, because I've got this round. And if you got this round, don't be scared. Share it. Tell us. Let us know. Comment below. Wherever this podcast is, make sure you go over to our Facebook page to give our podcast a rating. I would love to incorporate things that you guys want me to talk about, questions that you have for me. We were working on a new segment, so definitely send in your questions, and it's going to be called From Me to You, My Honest Opinion, Raw, Authentic, and True, because my name is Official Rico, and you've just been officially proved. Oh, I like that. That's cute. Maybe I should stick with that. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you later. Good night, good morning, goodbye.